actually goes back to last Friday, that CBS News, I guess the CBS News This Morning show, CBS This Morning, did a segment concerning mail-in voting. Kind of did a mail-in voting test. And I have a link up, by the way, this on our morning team page. And I thought it was interesting at the time. Interesting. I didn't really think much of it. But I thought more of it now because of some of the news stories that we're having that I know that you're reporting and you're hearing more and more about the number of people.
Absentees are voting absentee.
Yeah, they will be voting using mail.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. through the,
well, now they have to drop it off. It's too late for mail.
And that's the key. Mm-hmm. And this story almost kind of indicates that. Now, it goes beyond that. It's talking of, well, let me tell you a story, and then you know you can hear what's going on. Again, this is from CBS News This Morning. And the story that they wrote online talks about mail-in voting for many is as simple as sending a letter. But rules vary across the country for when a voter can get their ballot and when it should be returned. And they reference in 2016 how more than 73,000 out of 33 million mail-in ballots arrived too late to be counted. 73,000 arrived too late. We talked about this the other day, how it's not the postmark.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be
the
in,
arrival.
It has to be in on the arrival. And I thought it was interesting here where the CBS News noted, rules vary across the country. So the question is, if it's a federal election that you're dealing with, should there not be federal rules?
One would think.
I don't know, and especially if you're dealing with the federal post office.
Mm-hmm. Or is it that states are responsible for their own elections?
Oh, that very good. Offering the other aspect of the whole conversation.
Yeah.
So another conversation is, should they be responsible or should there be some kind of uniform, especially in the world we're living in now?
Yeah.
So those are some of the questions being asked.
Mm-hmm.
And so CBS News, what they did was they sent out 100 mock ballots simulating 100 voters in locations across Philadelphia. They used Philadelphia, for example. It was an experiment. It says a post office box was set up to represent a local election office. The ballots used the same size envelope and same class of mail as real ballots, even had mock votes folded to the approximate weight. The one thing it didn't have, and this could be key to the whole experiment, real mail-in ballots have a logo that is meant to expedite them. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
CBS This Morning could not include that. They could not do a logo to expedite. I'm guessing they could have been some kind of, you know, I don't want to say fraud or something like that, but trying to, move mail through faster than other mail.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't duplicate it, is what they said. Anyway, what they discovered was, out of the initial batch, 97 out of 100 votes arrived, which meant three simulated persons, or 3% of voters, were effectively, as CBS News says, disenfranchised by mail by giving them their ballots a week to arrive, and they didn't arrive on time. So the question is, if you extrapolate that, this could go back to that figure that you had just a moment ago, 73,000 too late to be counted. But this goes back to what, again, we just talked about Postal Service recommendations. According to the CBS News report, Postal Service recommendations are voters should mail the return ballots at least 1 week prior to the due date.
Mm-hmm.
So if people have expectations that they're going to drop their ballot in 3 days, 4 days, even 5 days.
Nope.
Unless you take it to the city clerk.
Well, this is goes back to the drop boxes, right, we're talking
right,
about, right?
Right.
So you can still do your absentee ballot early. You don't necessarily have to mail it in.
Right. You could bypass that. That's what we did with ours.
Yeah. Oh, you already did that.
Took them to a drop box at our local library. Yep.
And so you know it's already in there.
Mm-hmm.
You've taken care of it, and it'll be in by the due date.
Or you can go to the clerk's office, and you can actually vote it in on yourself personally.
Yeah.
Well, and this gets back to, and I think you made a reference into this, too. It talked about in the CBS report, nearly half of states that were surveyed still allow voters to request ballots less than a week before the election. Their point being, if you're requesting it less than a week before the election, you're not going to get it in a time if you're going to mail it back.
But does that – every state's not uniform, though, right?
So yeah, yeah.
Some may say if you got the postmark time, right, postmarked in time, that it would accept, right,
I
assume.
No, it has to arrive.
Yeah, it has to arrive.
Is that for every state?
Yeah, that is.
Oh,
yes.
That's for every state. See, that's a dumb rule. That should be postmarked. See,
and that thing, that, well, that goes back to, if that's the clue, the key to every state, why is that for every state?
Yeah, right.
Why couldn't every state decide for themselves?
What they wanted, right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you go with a postmark, then it's going to drag out beyond election day tabulating.
Okay. That's okay.
No, it's going to drag out beyond election day anyway, as far as all the
votes
are to be counted.
We can survive a few more days.
The Postmaster General declined an interview with CBS this morning, but in a statement, the Postal Service said, this is kind of funny, the Postal Service emailed its statement. Which I understand they're communicating, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Says it's committed to delivering election mail in a timely manner.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they are. Of course, now we're hearing stories about how there are certain things happening within the postal community, of how workers are being asked not to go into overtime. And if you have more ballots going through the mail, there could be, even if things were done as quickly as possible, you could be overwhelmed by the amount of ballots coming into the mail.
Right. Maybe something could be done where we provide a little bit more funding for the Postal Service, especially since this is an election year in which a lot of people want to vote by mail because they don't want to go to the polling place with COVID-19 out there.
Which is, what this report finds, the amount of ballots, which already a lot of people are doing.
Yeah, that's why we're hearing so much more about it this year than any other year.
Probably. Right.
But going back to the Postal Service, 1 week, and there's no uniform, so, and we have the recommendations of, if you're not doing it by now, especially if you're trying to do it for the August 4th primary, too late. Don't put it in the mail, folks, if you want your vote to count.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Pat said drop it off in a box someplace, or as Dave said, go to your clerk's office. Mm-hmm. So again, this is not against absentee balloting. This is just a CBS experiment suggesting that there are going to be a certain number of ballots that perhaps don't arrive on time, so make sure that you get your ballots in on time.
Yeah.
And I just thought one of the keys, again, was the fact that there's no uniformity across the case. You think there would be. Again, the state's being responsible for the election results, but it gets into federal-state rules. We know where that argument goes.